I have about three times as many slides as Philip, so either go to sleep or pay attention, okay? All right, I'm not going to spend a lot of introductory material. We all know what happens if you have unprotected cotton from thrips and what happens when you've got something to protect the cotton. I'm going to show you data from last year from 08, from some small plot work we did on the experiment station, some replicated strip trial work we did with a county agent, and then some large producer fields where we actually ran a Varis rig over and got some electrical conductivity readings and design experiments around that. But one of the small plot trials we had where we looked at a lot of different combinations of these various systems, the seed treatments and inferotimic. This is total average number of thrips per 10 plants, a seasonal mean on the y-axis and the different systems on the x-axis. And all these charts will be set up very similar to this. You can see there's a very clear trend towards reduced numbers of thrips with these systems. We pull out that main effect, looking at just the seed treatments, the untreated control and timic. You can see it was a stepwise progression with the lowest numbers of thrips in the timic treatment, followed by the seed treatments. If you look at our average injury ratings, these are subjective ratings, walking in the plot and giving it an injury rating based upon visual symptoms. Just about everything had very similar visual injury ratings, the seed treatments and timic at 5 pounds. And then a frustrating part of the small plot work with a lot of variability in soil types and everything is to look at some of the lint yields. And you can see something was better than the control. If I'd have zoomed in on top of these bars, it would have been a little more dramatic. But I just wanted to show you what we got in terms of yield in this test. So we look at factor B, the foliar insecticides in this trial. Again, this is total average number of thrips for 10 plants. You can see both no significant differences here, but orthine and biodrin numerically better than two rates of dimethylate. If we look at the injury ratings, we actually could tease out just a little bit of difference here, at least with common standards, orthine and biodrin in the lowest rate of dimethylate on the injury ratings. And then again, you look at lint yield, no significant differences here when we're looking at these insecticides. So any foliar insecticide, or at least these three, was a good option. The strip trial, the replicated strip trial that I had with the county agent down in Hampton County, we had six replications. And we had two treatments. We had a Victa-treated seed and then a Victa-treated seed plus 5 pounds of timic. And as you can see, we significantly reduced the number of thrips with the addition of timic to that seed treatment. We did do nematode sampling in this test, and we had mostly root knot. No significant differences here due to the variability, but you can see there was a huge numeric difference. We reduced nematodes further with the 5 pounds of timic. Yield was the big one here. We had a 170-pound difference between these two treatments, which is 60-cent cotton, resulting in about 100 pounds per acre increase with the addition of the 5 pounds of timic, so definitely worth it in this heavy nematode, high thrip pressure area. I'm going fast, but I think it's clear, right? All right, here's another small plot trial that I had at Edisto in 08, and we had a lot of thrips in this test as well. And this is stuff we've looked at for the last several years, these different combinations of these seed treatments in inferotimic alone. But as you can see, far left, untreated control, and then 3 and 5 pounds of timic. Aris by itself, 3 and 5 pounds of timic. Evicta, and then by itself in 3 and 5 pounds of timic. So makes perfect sense and lines up with what we've seen in the past. The injury ratings pretty much mirror this in terms of lower amounts of injury with these seed treatments and the addition of timic at two rates. Nematodes, my real first experience last year doing a lot of nematode sampling, I look at these nematode numbers and I don't like it at all, but one of the species we had was mostly spiral nematodes and didn't really make a lot of sense. No significant differences here and not a lot of them out there. Again, you look at yields, they're all over the place in these small plots. The addition of timic and the seed treatments alone look good in various locations, at least this location. This was a field that we had not treated with telone the previous year or in 08. Looking at another site on the station where we treated the entire field with telone the previous year to eliminate nematodes, and we wanted to go back in the following year just to see how long that carried over. But You can see we had a heavy number of thrips in this test as well, and you see pretty much the same thing with reduced numbers with 3 and 5 pounds of thymic, ARIS alone plus 3 and 5 pounds of thymic, and Evicta alone and plus 3 and 5 pounds of thymic, so it mirrors what we've seen before. The injury rating's pretty much the same as long as we were doing something out there, either with a C treatment or a combination of that plus thymic or thymic alone, we did a pretty good job. Again, nematodes, I don't like sampling for nematodes. We didn't have a lot of them, so it really didn't matter. And then you look at the yields, this particular test was in a spot that was a little heavier soil, had a lot of clay content, and it was actually variable, so it tends to confound our results. So what we wanted to do last year was do some large producer size fields, 15, 20 acre fields. We ran a Varis rig across these fields and generated electrical conductivity, soil electrical conductivity data, and that correlates well with soil type, with low electrical conductivity looking more like sand, and the higher electrical conductivity looking more like clay, you know, high organic matter. And this is the map of a site in Marlborough County. You can see the different zones with the different EC levels. We fell in and put our factorial design experiment in within these zones and used EC as one of the main factors. We also did this at another site in different poles of our state in Hampton County, and here's the EC map for this field, and we laid our plots in accordingly. I'm only going to show you data from the Marlborough County site today. When we look at the all of these different 27 treatments, at high EC, medium EC, and low EC, it's hard to tease out a lot of differences here, but you can see some. But if we pull out the main factor of electrical conductivity of the soil, you can see we had more thrips in our low EC areas of the field than in the medium and the high EC areas. We look at factor B, which would be the seed treatment, and this is a head scratcher for me. I haven't thought about it a lot, but I think it's a head scratcher. We saw more thrips in the ARIS and Evicta versus no seed treatment. We had very heavy thrips pressure in this trial. The untreated checks were pretty much gnawed to the ground. So I guess when you add up a seasonal mean, it kind of gets a little misconstrued with thrips coming on these plants, as we tend to sample pretty large plants, so we go out a long way, so that's probably the reason for that. We look at seasonal mean thrips with no thymic and 3 and 5 pounds of thymic, no brainer there. If we've got 3 or 5 pounds out, we significantly reduce the number of thrips. We look at nematodes again. I don't like nematode sampling, but we had mostly reniform in this field, and it's not like root knot where you can actually see some differences with thymic and telone. It's or with thymic, it's a little different animal as I've been told. But you can see there's a trend for a little less nematodes in the low EC areas. When we look at lint yield, non-significant when we were looking at the EC areas, and this was exactly opposite on the other test in Hampton County. We actually had higher yields, at least numerically, in the low EC areas, the sandier areas of the field, which is probably 1 out of 10 times you would see that. So a lot of head-scratching data associated with this thrips nematode work. We're looking at the seed treatments and the number of nematodes, non-significant on these seed treatments. Then we look at lint yield, looking at the different either seed treatment or no seed treatment. We saw no significant differences in lint yield there. Looking at the nematode numbers, again, mostly reniform, no significant differences here on thymic is actually higher in the 5 pound rate areas of the field. So. Looking at lint yield, we did see a significant increase in lint yield with increasing rate of thymic. So to conclude, after looking at all those data, it's definitely beneficial to use some sort of preventive treatment for thrips, either seed treatment or in-furrow thymic or a combination. In our small plot research, all our system studies were done at Edisto. Thrips numbers basically follow that formula. We had higher numbers in the controls, followed by the seed treatments, probably in that order, ARIS, Evicta, and then lowest numbers in thymic. Plant injury ratings, about the same for the seed treatments or thymic. It's hard to differentiate with those subjective ratings. Yields, pretty much all I can say is something is better than nothing when you look at all of those data as a whole. And our strip plot research, which was a real world situation where we had just Evicta and Evicta plus Timic under high thrips pressure and heavy nematode pressure, root knot nematode pressure. The addition of Timic to Evicta greatly improved control of thrips and reduced nematode numbers as well. The yield difference there was significant, and as you might remember, it was about $100 per acre increase with the combination of Evicta plus Timic. Now, in a large plot research on the producer fields, we were looking at the soil electrical conductivity and trying to lay in this factorial design experiment. The EC was important with the higher pressure from thrips on the lower EC areas, at least the more sandy areas, at least on one site, with no clear trend for that at the lower pressure, which was at the other site. There was a difference in where these sites were in the state, northern and southern, and planting date was pretty similar. So I think we were looking at some sort of factor there with planting date as well, at least in terms of geography, which was probably a difference. Final point here is that I think the future of using these seed treatments and Timic is going to have to rely on precision ag techniques. We're going to have electrical conductivity, soil maps, yield maps, zone management, things like that to lay these seed treatments in, these in-furrows in exactly where they need to be. And that's what we're trying to determine right now, where those things need to be. So anyhow, I'd like to acknowledge cotton producers of South Carolina, Cotton Incorporated, and our cooperators in industry.
Okay, we've got a few minutes here. It's apparent to me that if you give Jeremy Green 50 slides, he can talk about the same rate as Meg when you give him 20 slides. We got any questions for Jeremy this morning?
Yeah, Chris.
I'm getting intrigued by these thrips and the interactions. What are your daytime highs or daytime average and nighttime average when you guys are planting? Because you pointed out that there may be a planting day interaction.
Right. Let's see, in May, what do you say, Mike?
So your question, Chris, is
average. Just average temperature at night, average temperature at daytime at planting time.
We're talking about mid-May, so it gets pretty cool in the evening.
North location, you have a north location and a south location.
Right.
Is it
the
same, or is it cooler in the north?
Well, it's a little cooler. I can't give you how many degrees, but it's a little cooler up there. Things happen later up there because of geography and temperature.
But in terms of
temperature,
typical swings, we can easily be in the 80s by May, and our nights are probably in the 50s.
Yeah, maybe lower.
Yeah.
You guys are pretty. You're like more of those. That's what Lubbock faces, and that's the only place where we see thrips consistent.
Right. Right. Intensifies it. Yeah.
That's an interesting observation because very clearly we have much heavier pressure if we plant in the Tifton area, for example. We plant last week in April, first week in May. We have much higher populations than if we go second, third week in May.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I didn't have time to. I guess I did have time because I went so quick. But we use the same variety, the same seed lot, and then they were both treated with the Aris was treated with their Trilex. It's their additional fungicide package, and then the Evicta was treated with its additional fungicide package as well, which is right.
Thanks, Jeremy.
All right. Thank you.